You know, I never slip clutches, actually. It's just like this random thing that's just like...
You do. Look, right, I don't say it for no reason.
Yeah.
You slip with the clutch.
And... May I slip with a clutch. I can't wait to slip the Ferrari clutch. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Autonics Podcast, episode 43. That is 43 to you and I. We're going to run things a little bit differently, aren't we, Rory?
We are. Why, though, Alex?
Because I'm a dad.
Are you?
Not right now, but by the time this goes out, I'm a dad and I've got no sleep and I can't spend any time with my best colleagues and friends doing podcasts. So
yes, Alex is quitting YouTube.
Yay!
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'm shutting it down and I'm taking YouTube with me.
What?
You're taking the police down. I'm taking Google and YouTube down. That's brilliant. My thing. What are you taking down, Taylor? Come on, what are you taking down? Come on, what's the first thing that pops into your head? What are you taking down, Taylor? 3, 2, 1. Come on.
No, I don't know. What do I need to take down?
I don't know. You take down anything you like to take down. What do you, what on a Saturday night you go out, what do you like to take down?
A good cheeseburger.
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Taylor's taking down a pizza. Right, before we get into it, and you've put like a little thing out on Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah, we're gonna, as I said on the last podcast, this one was gonna be a Q&A one, so yeah. I've done a little Insta post, and we're gonna see what questions everyone has for us.
Indeed, but before we do that, a massive hello to Sean McNeil, listening while getting ready for a road trip to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota.
That's very cool.
Yep. We've got David in Munich waiting for his car to be repaired after a fuel pump failure. Graham Green listening while overlanding the Wyoming backcountry. Wyoming backcountry discovery route in his high mileage Hero Gen 4 Toyota 4Runner. We've got a lot of people out and about doing cool things.
Yeah. 4x4ing is cool.
It is very cool. It is very cool. We also have Morgan. This is funny. This is very funny. Morgan currently listening while standing with 3 fingers and a thumb in the air in the shower. If you think back to, what was it, a couple of podcasts ago, I asked you guys, put one index finger out and your little finger out and try and swap them over. Most people can't, including Morgan, which is very funny. You should have sent us a picture. Right? We are not averse to the occasional dick pic. We've got Joel on his Tesco run in Reading. Oh, he's local. We've got Michael and Bryony heading to Cornwall for a much needed holiday. And we have
Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
How are entrants going?
Still nothing.
Still no new dad?
No.
Dry as a bone.
Oh. Yeah.
What? Who's dry as a bone?
Dry as a bone.
You can't say you that. Can't.
That's so crude.
That is, what? That is so
I'm
crude.
I'm saying the entrance is right. Dry
you
as a bone.
You are so crude.
Sorry, Jackie. Sorry.
You are. I'm not insulting.
I thought.
You always have to bring the tone down, don't you?
Innit?
I'm taking down Alt Trace. That's what I'm taking down.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go. Taylor's going to take down Alt Trace. I'm going to take down Google and you're going to take down the police. Who do you think is more likely to win?
Me.
Why?
I'm going to take him down with a spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. I think I'm going to take down Google because it's about time that Ask Jeeves got his time back. Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
That's not a thing anymore, is it, Ask Jeeves?
It is still a thing, but it's just shit. So
is
I'm going to give Jeeves another go.
Alex is the only person that still uses it. He's their only client.
Yeah.
No, he uses Siri for everything.
Did you know as well, spaghetti bolognese is the local delicacy of Vietnam.
Oh, here we go. No, what? It's not.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's not.
What are you on about?
It's the local delicacy of Vietnam.
It's really not. Me and Rory went to Vietnam and he kept banging on about bloody spaghetti bolognese. And
you tell
it was
me.
Only because everywhere right. we went, it said it on signs,
sorry,
right?
Everyone.
Because of tourists.
No,
and
no,
all
no.
That.
Look, all right. You could say it's because of tourists if we were going to tourist restaurants, but their local fast food restaurant, Jollibee's, which I know is not Vietnamese, but whatever.
Sorry, what? Vietnamese. Say it.
I'm going to move on. And also, KFC. Do spaghetti bolognese.
We went to KFC in Vietnam and it was the shittest meal I've ever had in my life.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was so bad it made me ill.
Oh, shit. You do eat a lot of shit.
You know, I went to Vietnam, right? And everyone said to me, oh, be careful of the food. You'll get the shits. Yeah. You'll be exploding up the walls and all that. The only place that gave me the shits was KFC.
Oh. What was the other thing that people said to you in Vietnam?
Vietnam.
That it's hot.
No.
Watch out for the massages.
No. Didn't they call you Fat Buddha?
Oh, they did call me Buddha, yeah.
They called you Fat Buddha.
Yeah.
Because Buddha's already fat.
Yeah. And then they rubbed his belly and went, oh, Fat Buddha.
But she did give me a discount. She did give you a discount.
Oh, fantastic. Anyway, let's move on. What have we been up to? I'm a dad, so probably crying in the corner. No, I'm only joking. I don't know, because currently, as we're speaking now, I'm still not a dad, but by the time this goes out, very likely I will be. So today, it's like 32 degrees as well. It's disgusting. August the 1st, which is good. We've had a delivery for our Boxo tools. Our Boxo tool delivery has arrived.
Finally, I can stop hearing while I'm filming Taylor and Josh going, oh, I would do this, but I haven't got any tools.
Sorry, you're the worst one for it.
What?
Literally, you are the worst one for it. Whenever there's nothing there, you're like, or Josh says, oh, do we have a something? And then Rory's like, oh, of course we don't have a... he's such a sulky little bitch about it.
I
thought about this the other day. Like, anytime you complain, it's when we like need something specific. And then you're like, oh, now I can complain about it. You love complaining.
No.
Do
you know what I love?
Yeah.
Being proved right.
Proven right.
Yeah. Get the English right first.
And my point is...
Yeah. What's your point?
We needed tools.
We have tools.
It's taken a very long time.
We have a Halfords
kit as
well.
It's taken a very long time.
Doesn't matter. Whenever we don't have something specific,
we've had our own unit since... When did we get our first unit?
Anyway, we've had a Boxo tool delivery, which is...
It was before August last year.
And this is... Yeah, so we... All right, so we have gone for a year using hand-me-down, borrowed tools, and which...
But that's what we're about, you know. We're about secondhand, you know, just roughing it, botching it.
No,
yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
But I don't complain about it.
No, you're actually very good, genuinely. You don't complain too much.
I just go, oh, we haven't got that. Okay.
Rory complains
That is absolute shit. Don't you point your finger. You know why? Because I know the exact thing Taylor used to say. What? And it was like going, I just don't get why we don't do this at my unit. I've got everything. Why are we over here? I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you do live in like... Essex.
I don't live in Essex.
And you live in Wales. You live in a different country.
I live in Hertfordshire.
Yeah. It's just too far, man.
It's not far.
Anyway, Boxo tools have arrived. They're in the middle unit, which is very exciting. And we are going to be showing you the Boxo tools. We're going to be using them. Well, the guys are going to be using them next week, because it's very likely that I won't be here next week. Also, we filmed a unit / cars update earlier this week as well. So you'll get to see... Where we're at currently, it's a bit of a shithole. Floor needs to be painted, lighting needs to go in, ramp needs to go in, blah, blah, blah. But the merch unit is now pretty much up and running.
It's really cool, yeah.
Is that because it's the only thing that we don't have control over?
No, it's because all it needs is racking and boxes, Rory, okay? We don't need specialized tools and we don't need adhesive and blah, blah, blah.
I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah.
It looks so nice that I kind of want to drive through the doors and crash into something.
I know, yeah. I think
Chris would kill you. I genuinely think he would kill you. I'm willing to take that risk because
it looked really fun.
I think he actually would kill you.
But what if it was an accident?
It could be an accident. A filmed accident, just like the... Ferrari,
that was genius scripting. Thank you so much, that's my final word.
Anyway, massive shout out to our very good friends Big Doug for providing all of the racking, all of the shelving. Big Doug literally does everything. There is a safe in the corner of this unit, also from Big Doug. They do ladders, they do flooring, blah blah blah, so go check out Big Doug if you need racking, shelving for your unit, for your garage, etc.
In all fairness, I think I might have to pop on Big Doug's website and get some bits from my unit.
Big Doug.
I'm really impressed with all the stuff they've sent out.
Yeah.
Really. It's all really nice.
It's really good quality. Really nice. It goes together well.
But your unit then, no, at the moment, we'll keep it out. Because otherwise your unit becomes too nice.
It's already a bit too nice.
It's actually a bit too nice.
I tell you what, one thing about my unit.
Because
I've had it insulated.
Yeah.
It's so cool in there. When you go, on a day like today, it just reflects all the heat.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go in there and it's like,
How much have you had to spend on that unit?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
A unit that you don't actually own.
Yeah. I'm not even going to deny I've spent a lot on it, but I like it.
Right, okay.
It's nice. I put some nice lights in it the other day. I got some nice lamps. Yeah.
Really? Mm. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Have you done your first shit in it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
In fact, my mate Brad, AA Brad,
if
you're listening to this, Brad, I hate you. He popped the toilet cherry the other day.
Did he?
He shit in it before I did. I was fuming, and he left it looking like Heathrow Airport runway. There's more skid marks on the runway.
Do you know what I'm going to do when I come visit your unit?
If you ever come and visit my unit, can I just say?
Yeah.
I've had my unit for a year this month.
Yeah.
A year.
And I have been.
And you went before I actually moved into it.
Yeah.
You're a terrible friend.
And that is it.
Because I've been.
I can't go, though.
Why not?
Because, you know, if I go and, like, it catches fire again, it's literally too dangerous.
Right.
It's too dangerous. Right. I can't afford it.
You know,
these hands are insured for $7 million.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of spontaneous combustion over in that unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not the only thing I'm worried about walking into. Catch my drift.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you on about?
Mm-hmm. Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. You in the unit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm. I bet it's not only shitting you've been doing in that unit. Mm-hmm. Taylor, catch my drift. Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're working on cars and shitting. You're correct. Mm. That's what I usually do with my spare time.
Mm. We're calling them cars these days, are we?
Look, there's been no shagging in that unit, all right?
I beg to differ.
No.
You're such a liar.
There has been no shagging.
You are such a liar.
There is not a chance.
No. Right. Come on, man.
Look, come on, man.
Because I know that there has, because when everyone leaves, right, and the doors are closed, that's all Rory and I do.
Yeah,
right.
Like, every unit, we're just shagging. This pit, there's a pit, by the way, in this unit. It's just
Look, we know the door's shut at Taylor's unit.
Yeah, and then the door's open.
And for the last year, it's just been Luke and Taylor in there alone.
Yeah.
What has been happening? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No. Right.
Allegedly, there's been shagging.
So that's why the walls are so white. Amazing.
Oh, that's smutty again. Just bringing the tone down, man.
Yeah.
This is a very serious podcast about very serious topics.
Shut up.
Jeez. Right, so that's what I've been up to. Not a lot. Just getting really excited about stuff that's arriving. So thank you to Boxzone. Thank you to Big Dog. What about you, Rory?
Today will be hopefully my first proper test run because I'm going to drive my Spitfire all the way home. Which the video will be coming out today as we're recording this.
Yeah.
But that will be a few weeks in advance.
I'm looking forward to the phone call later of hearing cars rushing past and then Rory going, so basically it was running and then stop.
Yeah.
The temperature gauge was all right and then it wasn't all right. It went up and then the steam came out and then it stopped.
I'm not going to lie. I actually have phoned Lewis from Big Foot Transport and told him to be on preparation.
Have you just told him to follow you all the way
up?
Yeah,
pretty much. I've told him just to be ready and keep this sort of at next hour free.
Next hour?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's going to take you 2 hours to get home, doesn't it?
Not with the speed of that thing.
Right.
It's so
okay,
rapid.
4 hours.
Yeah. I think it's cruising speed. It's like 53 miles an hour.
Slow, yeah. Well, what if I remembered something else I did? Last night I brought my S1000 home.
Oh, yeah.
I did, yeah. Put it up on the trailer, brought it home, and tomorrow I'm hopefully going to get it MOT'd.
Are you actually going to ride it then tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Well, yeah, because I'm going to... If Brenda is not born next week, I will start riding the bike in, because then I can get to and from the unit very swiftly.
But will your car be at home?
Yeah, the car will be at home, yeah. Bike will be my commuter car.
So you're going to ride a 1,000 or 1,100 cc?
No, it's only 1,000.
1,000 cc motorbike.
Do you not think that would stress Rianne out more? Fact that you're going to be doing a commute on a 200 horsepower motorbike?
I don't care. I just think it's fun.
On a motorway,
it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think you should sell that bike. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, but I'll be on a hard shoulder. It'd be fine.
With Rory.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need Rory to come back with me for the filming.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got to monetize Brenda.
Jesus.
Oh, speaking of motorbikes, Rory, you don't have a motorbike. You also don't have a CBT. Who has just applied for their CBT? Literally the last person on earth that I would think, right, Taylor, it's someone close to Rory, someone that we have worked with, someone that you know by name. And, you know, we went on a trip. Oh, no, you didn't go on that trip because your wheel fell off. Someone
funny
close to Rory has gone for a CBT, which is basically like the early stage license for a motorbike.
Yeah.
Who do you think close to Rory, who is like not expected to want to get on a
Juicy?
Motorbike? Nope. Even more unexpected. It's a family.
Tom
Mackay. Tom. Your brother Tom. is going for
Can
a CBT.
Can I just say, I did have a CBT, so he's not beating me to having a CBT.
Yeah, yeah, but you had everything in place. You even had a motorbike and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it got stolen by the police. We'll gloss over that.
It did.
It, yes, yes, I know. But Tom, your brother, is going to be a biker and he's going to join my biker gang.
To be fair,
yeah.
What I didn't tell you is, I think he's going for a CBT.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Tom.
Oh, no. Why am I gagging?
Moped.
I can't do that. I gave myself a hernia last time. I gagged.
A moped?
Look, just go for a geared bike.
Mm. I quite like a moped.
We like all the gear.
A moped is great when you're going around Asia, but
if maybe that's what he wants to do. Maybe he wants to travel to Asia.
Or if you're delivering pizzas.
Maybe he wants to get a pizza job. You never know. Either way, he will always be more of a biker than you.
This is now, maybe that's his calling. Maybe he's thinking he's going to be becoming a Domino's delivery driver.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't knock it. I used to do it, not on a moped, in cars. Mm. Very cool. Very cool. Got very fat. I am very fat. Anyway, Rory, what else have you been up to?
I had Will come from Moss. Speaking of my Triumph Spitfire, yeah. It's more Triumph Spitfire stuff. I'm sorry. I know I'm boring you all with it.
Bore off, Rory.
But he came last night. And so, I cannot. Yeah, he came on the Spitfire last night.
Oh, my God.
Did you wipe it off?
What? What are you on about?
What are you on about?
Shut up.
I thought it was weird when I came in and Taylor was licking the bonnet.
Funny. Very funny.
Oh, yeah, no, Will from Moss came and I cannot believe the amount of stuff he got done.
He's efficient, isn't he?
So, so efficient. Literally, we got the... So, we actually... From when we did the episode, we found out the timing was actually off by 8 degrees.
Oh, wow.
He did the tappets. He did, he tuned the carbs, which now are running.
Is it fast?
Oh, my. It's a lot faster.
Is it?
He bled the brakes.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, yes. He bled the brakes, which involved us looking at the brakes.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, were they not looked at?
No. I looked at the brakes and I was like, why is there a white line all the way down my brake caliper? You know, my lovely new £750 Moss calipers.
Did he come on those as well?
Huh?
And just, Jesus Christ.
There was a nice white line down it.
Yeah.
Almost looking like brake fluid that had just dribbled down it right, and then into a cardboard box below rather than...
Who's done that?
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost like it's eroded away all the paint on my nice new calipers.
Your expensive brake calipers are now a little bit eroded. Oh.
Yeah, because someone...
Oh, Taylor.
...was using a cardboard box to bleed the brakes.
Do you know what my response to that is?
Yeah.
There was no equipment. I couldn't find it.
No, no.
Yeah, go on.
We had the correct equipment. We had a brake bleeding bottle.
Yeah.
But it was broken. It was blocked.
Why did we manage to make that then?
How was it blocked?
In the space?
Whenever he put his foot on the pedal, it would...
What are we looking at?
What's in that corner there?
Oh, I didn't have one of those at the time.
Well, we did, but anyway.
We had fuel line and we had...
I didn't think the fuel line would fit. Anyway, I tried that brake bleeding bottle and it was blocked. So when he put his foot on the brake, it would just spurt out around the nipple and not go into the tube. So I just used a cardboard box.
And then it just leaked all the way down the nice new painted
But so I didn't think
the long and short of it is that you didn't do a good enough job bleeding the brakes.
No, okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't know what was going on there, but yeah, we bled them a bit more and there is a solid pedal now.
Fantastic.
Oh, but I bled them for ages though before, didn't I?
So Will said you were actually doing it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
On the Spitfire, he says you bleed from, you know, you were saying the opposite corner.
Mm. Yeah.
You went from the opposite corner of the cylinder. The opposite corner of a Spitfire is actually the rear right, because the brake line goes all the way down to the left, down and then over to the right. And then also he says on them, you do the front first, then last. Then rear last.
It's because it's old and funny.
Yeah.
Mm. God, what a really boring update. Thanks, Rory.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to. Mm. Taylor, how about you?
I've been doing mini stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been ordering lots of bits for my classic mini, which is
Are you really excited?
I'm mega excited. Honestly, super excited because I don't actually have a working classic at the moment.
Do you not?
Well, no, the 6 Series is still broken.
Yeah.
I've got Reliant Rialto.
I'm crying out loud.
Which is still broken.
Yeah.
My Porsche is broken because I've got a Porsche 924S.
Okay.
Will be for sale soon once I've zhuzhed it.
Yeah.
It's
funny, isn't it? How like 3 weeks ago, it's like I'm done with cars, selling everything. I'm just going to focus on YouTube. And now it's like, I bought this.
Yeah, but these are YouTube cars.
All of them?
Yeah, yeah. I've done videos on all of them.
Okay.
Well, huh? the Rialto and the 924 is not out yet.
Right, but, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't actually have a working classic car. So I'm really, really excited about the Mini.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of money on it.
How much you spent?
A lot.
How much you spent?
No. How much have you spent?
By the time we get it in here and it's surrounded by parts, I'm looking at £4,000. And that's not including the original purchase price or the cost to have it welded.
How much
and
was the purchase price again?
Two and a half.
Are we including the paint cost as well?
Yeah, yeah, that includes the paint. So
£4,000 includes the paint?
The paint was...
What about the repair of the rust?
That's not included in that £4,000. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Paint.
What about your supercharger kit?
It doesn't include that.
So this is probably going to be like a £10,000 project by the time you're done.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting. Like, who would spend that much on their classic car?
Well, you're spending way more than that.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you should double it. These are amateur numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be like 20 deep.
I think I'm about 10.
But my,
Jesus Christ.
But my little Mini is going to be a forever car for me. I love it and I want to do it right. I want to do it once.
How long
do you
right. give it?
The engine needs to blow up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm getting rid of it. Mm. I don't like it anymore.
And then the wheel will fall off just because he hasn't done the bolts up again.
To be fair, he has really good luck with Minis.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How is
one, the engine blew up in my last one. I didn't get rid of it. And two, the wheel fell off of my 540 and I didn't get rid of it. So what is your point?
You couldn't get rid of it. You couldn't move it. The wheel had fallen off.
Right. Very funny.
Speaking of Minis, I know you're probably going to get onto this, but you know, we did the deal. I had that nice orange burnt orange Mini. And then we did the deal where you bought my friend James a Citroen Cactus. And then we swapped.
Yeah.
I bought it knowing that there was a head gasket issue. It got block tested, blah, blah, blah. Spent a lot of money getting a new head gasket, blah, blah, blah. Josh did it. All sorted. Happy days. You took it. Loved it. And you were like, I think it's been mapped up.
Yes. I think it's been
So have you been driving everywhere with your hair on fire?
No, I've been driving it on a motorway a lot.
Why didn't you drive it here today?
Well, so I had it for a week.
A whole week?
A whole week.
Okay, a whole
week. The first week of ownership, and then the timing chain started to rattle, and I was a bit like, And the aircon didn't work.
Oh, shit.
So I went to go and get the aircon regassed, but the aircon pump had failed, so I couldn't get the aircon working.
Sounds like I've really done him over, doesn't it? Because he's done me over so many times.
I would say, I don't think I know anyone who's ever bought a car off you and then it's gone that well.
Well, you know.
You've done me over quite a lot recently. I'll get to that in a moment. But, first week, timing chain started to rattle. Went to get the aircon regassed.
Yeah.
The pump wasn't working. Okay. So I ordered a pump for it. But when I was doing the aircon regassed, I noticed the coolant was below the minimum. And I thought, maybe it's
been
just,
very hot. It's been very hot. And he's been driving like hairs on fire
on it. Yeah, he's got a bit of air in it, you know, whatever. It's just a head gasket. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So then in the second week of ownership, I was driving it about and it started misfiring.
Oh.
So I got it back, had a look at that, put a coil in it. It seems to be quite happy.
Okay, cool.
I was then driving it the other day and the engine light came on and it went into limp mode.
Oh, no.
I haven't code read it yet, but I'm going to assume it's a cam crank correlation code due to the timing chain rattling.
Okay.
Open the bonnet
and
realised that the coolant was below the minimum again.
Did you just not top it up?
The block tested it and it's coming up with head gasket failure.
But the head gasket's just been done.
Yes.
So,
And it's also unrelated, but developed a puncture.
Oh.
And I hit a pigeon in it and killed a pigeon.
Oh,
and it's the car that I took my dog to the vet in when she passed away. So I have a little bit of a bad omen with the Mini.
Yeah, that Mini needs to be scrapped.
I'm a little bit feeling like it might be a bit unlucky for me.
Yeah.
So this car was bought because it was meant to be your reliable daily that you could just not do anything to and leave it.
And so far, it's been the most unreliable car I own.
Wow.
Oh. And that is saying something.
Do you know what, though?
What?
I don't even feel bad.
That is great.
I think it's quite funny, don't you? It's just great for the podcast.
You've done me over with that.
Yeah.
Done me over with Big Pete because the gearbox cost me £2,200.
No. We agree. When the other day, everything has been done. And then you said everything is fine with Big Pete.
But I had to pay £1,000 more than Rory for it.
Yeah.
How was that fair?
A deal was a deal. I gave you some numbers and you said, yeah, all right, then go on.
And you done me over with a motorbike.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. Yeah. That was funny, though. That was just funny.
I lost money on a motorbike. I lost money on Big Pete.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to lose money on this Mini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should quit the day job.
And I've spent a fortune on my Mini.
Yeah. Which Mini?
The classic Mini.
Yeah.
And
but how's the R53 going with that engine that I very graciously gifted you?
R53, I have a bit of news on that.
Okay.
So R53 is actually good.
Yeah.
It's running okay, mm-hmm. but it's still never felt as fast as it once was.
Yeah.
And it's never felt quite as smooth as it once was.
Yeah.
So I've ordered bought yesterday, funny enough, a new high lift camshaft for it.
Oh, really?
Because I can't find the one I took out. I lost it. No idea how.
How'd you lose it?
I have no idea.
Have you checked under your bed?
I did check under my bed.
Did you actually?
Yeah, yeah. So I can't find it.
Mm.
So I've ordered another one.
Okay.
I've ordered a higher lift cam.
Oh.
To fast road
cam. Will it hit VTEC now?
It will, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the midst of finding an intercooler for it.
Yeah.
Where I put a big intercooler on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put bigger injectors on it. There's a bypass valve that I need to replace mm-hmm. on the supercharger because apparently they play up and they lose boost. And there's something else. Oh, I need to do exhaust manifold gasket because it's blaring a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get Bruno to tune it.
So question, this Mini engine, is it forged?
I don't know. Okay. I think so because it's a JCW engine.
But you don't really know, but you're just going to give it loads of power and just hope for the best?
Well, I'm going to run safe power on it.
Okay.
This is like safe sort of stage two power stuff. It'll be about 250 horsepower.
Oh, that doesn't sound safe.
I'd say between 230 and 250. But that genuinely
that is
going
to blow up again.
Okay. Yeah.
That is good. You know what? Why don't we all go to the Nürburgring and we'll do a top speed run on the way there?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
No, I'm good.
You won't go to the Nürburgring.
Do you know what? That's really irresponsible. I wouldn't do something like that.
Do you know, it has been a while since we've been there. I'm feeling a bit of longing for the Nürburgring.
We can't go anymore because of Alex, and maybe we'll go.
What do you mean I can't go because of Alex?
Because you're a liability.
You're under house arrest.
I'm a liability. What do you mean I'm a liability?
You're a liability.
Do you know who wants to go to the Nürburgring?
Who?
Me. Chris. And
Chris?
Do you know what Chris wants to take round the Nürburgring?
Not his R8. Oh, no, Vanny D.
He wants to take Vanny D around the Nürburgring.
Vanny D around the Nürburgring.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Maybe we should chip Vanny D and see if we can get him close to a 10-minute lap.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, we're lucky if Vanny D starts up, so maybe let's leave the chip in.
Yeah.
No, we've got to chip him up.
Okay, yeah. we'll map him up.
Yeah. No, sorry?
We'll map him up.
Okay. All right, fine.
You'll have to take him to Birmingham for that, by the sounds of it.
Right. Are you out? Are you any more updates? Taylor updates? No. Okay, fantastic. No. Let's move it on. We'll get to the Q&A very shortly. Because before that, we've had a few emails. I've done some research.
Really worrying when you've done research.
Yes, yeah, because I want to give some good advice. So this is from Ben Kresniak, and he's written in at...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. I actually do want to break into his house one day and just scream in his face at 3 a.m. and just see what the reaction. Do you want to do that with me? We could film it.
You do that and film it while I'm outside nicking the lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll stuff it in the back of the car and then we'll drive.
Or put the lawnmower inside the house.
Guys.
And then it can just tear off. Sorry.
The lawnmower.
Yeah. Has it been nicked?
It stopped working.
No.
Yeah.
The lawnmower stopped working.
Last 2 days, I don't know what's going on.
Has it got a heat stroke?
I think it might do.
No.
It won't get GPS signal anymore.
Oh, so your grass is out of control now.
Yeah. So
is it popping off?
I'm going to have a look. I haven't had enough time to properly have a look at it.
Oh, shit.
But I tried turning it off and on and it just wasn't working.
Oh no. Shit. This is terrible.
I'm going to have to get a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take it to the vets.
They'll put it down.
Oh, too soon. Anyway, we've got an email. Sorry, Tyler.
My mum heard that. She's ringing.
Oh, your mum is ringing you. Right, anyway. Car advice, Ben Kresniak. Hi, Alex and co. I too am about to have a baby and want to trade in my old Astra diesel for something a bit sportier, petrol and over 180 horsepower with four doors and a budget of £6,000. What would you recommend?
535D.
E61.
Yeah.
Oh.
Best car in the world.
No, non-BMW.
But look, he does say, sportier, petrol. As well.
Oh, okay.
And fun. He wants a bit of fun. All right. Come on, a bit of fun. Think outside the box. So I went on Auto Trader very quickly, had a little look around. I have four cars. See what you think about these four cars. I'll start with a Mazda 3 MPS.
No.
260 horsepower going through the front wheels.
No.
Why?
It's a Mazda.
They go rusty and the engines blow up. And they're quite boring.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out on this
I
one.
Think no, you know what? Boring. Was I with you? No, I was with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to Sainsbury's.
Sainos?
And there was one that pulled up next to me and it had a bit of a body kit on. Yeah. And it had some quite nice wheels on.
Yeah.
And yeah. I looked at it. I did quite like that.
What colour was it? Do you remember?
It was a dark grey.
Mm.
And then it had like some sort of, they weren't silver. They were almost like an off silver gunmetal sort of like wheels. And it was definitely some sort of BBS because it had like the split rims on it. And I was like, that's actually quite nice.
They are very fast as well. And easy. No.
And I'm sorry, but the interiors are made out of bins.
I know. Okay. Well, the interiors are a bit shit.
They're made out of bins.
But it's fun and it's definitely within budget. Right. Next one here.
Sorry. What was the criteria again? Just remind me.
So petrol. Over 180 horsepower, four doors, bit sportier than his Astra diesel.
I've got it. Does it have to be economical?
No, he just wants something sporty and fun. Right, next one before you go.
Okay.
Right, you will agree with this one.
All right.
A Mazda RX-8.
Are you sponsored by Mazda or something?
I wish.
That's not practical.
That's not practical.
It's got doors, and
I would argue, although I used to own one, I did used to take my mates around. I wouldn't class it as a four-door because of the stupid seatbelt in it.
Yeah.
That every single time you want to get people in and out, you have to untake your seatbelt off.
So just then, cut them. Yeah. No, you could cut them, make a quick release seatbelt, and you could just like cable tie it back together. But you get the baby seat in there, strap it in, and then you just cable tie the seatbelt back and then put it down and then you're safe.
Do you know what the most awkward thing with an RX-8 is? When you go to like a... sacrilege, I know. But when you go to like a hand car wash...
Yeah.
And then they're like, they open up the door and then you're sitting in the car and then they're like trying to work out how to open up the rear door to do the door thing. And then they open it up and the next thing you know, they're choking you with the seatbelt and you're like going, oh, well, this is fun, isn't it?
And then you're like, oh, 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 yeah. Right. <She's>... So.
Rory's having a seizure.
Right. Next car that I'm suggesting to Ben Kresniak, Ford Focus ST 2013.
Oh, you've really got shit taste.
All right, last one. Ford Mondeo 3-litre ST. 3-litre V6, same engine as Phil. Porsche derived. Come on, that is cool. Fine, Taylor, what car have you got then?
I would
BMW
get...
A BMW 130i.
No, oh, they're really good.
They are so good. Really good. Yeah.
I would get, with that kind of budget, probably a Audi S4. It's a B6, which is a 4.2 litre V8 manual four-wheel drive. And they're really cheap.
Okay.
I'd get one of those. And you can get them as an Avant.
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 As Rory calls it, Avant.
Yeah. Or
Rory, any cars?
That's a Subaru Forester.
That is a Subaru Forester,
Don't they really blow up?
That's really
sad. But it is quite cool, though.
Mm. So that's all like Impreza running gear and stuff. It's just like on a smaller SUV body.
It depends on, I don't know whether it's Impreza. Is it Impreza running gear?
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But still.
It's cool. Yeah.
It's different. I do feel like they're a lot to maintain.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good one. Really,
I think if you're willing to maintain,
how about
one of those?
Here we go. A
Jaguar. You know, cheaper to maintain, an Audi S6,
Avant
V10.
Avant. Do you know anyone selling one?
You know what? I happen to know someone selling one.
Really? Really? Yeah. No. Who could that be, Rory?
Just hit me up if you want an Audi S6.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's me.
Aren't you from Birmingham, though? And what do we preach? Never buy a car from Birmingham.
The car's not in Birmingham.
Doesn't matter.
It's not in Birmingham.
You can take the car out of Birmingham. You can't take the Birmingham out of the car, Rory.
Yeah.
That is now a Birmingham car.
It's never even been to Birmingham.
How do you know that?
I'm calling it.
It was nicked.
It would have been nicked if it were gone to Birmingham.
Yeah, it was nicked. That's why it's down here.
Also, one of my favourites, which are depreciating a little bit recently and have become quite cheap. Not cheap, but I'd say around the $6,000 mark, maybe a little bit less if you guess one that needs a little bit of work. Mercedes E55 AMG, which I mention all the time and I still really want one.
Yeah.
Supercharged 5.5 litre V8 in a saloon car.
All right. Ben Kresniak, you won't buy an E55 AMG. Let us know if you do that.
She definitely won't buy any of Alex's because they were all boring.
Or
shut up.
Yours
was boring. None of those are boring. Maybe the Mondeo is a bit boring, but Mazda 3 MPS is not boring.
Okay. When you said the Mondeo, I honestly thought Mike Fernie was in the room for a second.
Yep,
so. It ain't Mike Fernie. No, because we'd all be asleep.
Oh,
the way he bangs on about British cars, he's just boring.
No, but he loves Mondeos though, doesn't he?
Mm. He does. He just needs to get on the BMW train ASAP.
If I put in front of you a Mazda 6 MPS.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or an Audi S4 4.2 litre V8 manual.
Yeah.
Four-wheel drive. For the same price, what one would you drive home?
Oh, Mazda.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I'm on the left field kind of guy.
No, you wouldn't.
You literally said
earlier on today, feeling daily in a V8 at the moment.
No, I didn't. Ooh. I said four-pot turbo.
Right.
Yeah,
I said Mazda. No, he said Audi S6 V10 was what he felt
Did
like.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. Do you know, Alex almost bought my car. Were you here for this? No, you weren't.
Oh, shit. The power's gone out.
Oh, we've...
Again?
wait.
Wait. Bear with us.
The audio does still record.
We're back.
Yeah.
There we go.
We just had a power outage. The second one of the day.
It's because it's hot.
It is too hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Electric's too hot.
Man's not hot.
Oh, yeah. I nearly bought your car. Really.
He nearly bought my car.
When was this?
He made a bet.
Which he didn't take?
I didn't take.
Flip a coin and if it lands one way, it's...
$3,000.
$3,000. And if it lands the other way, it's $6,000.
Yeah. And then we flipped afterwards and I would have lost. So I'm happy I didn't make that bet.
So you owe me that car for $3,000?
No. We did not make that bet.
All right. Okay. Right. Shall we now move it on to Q&A? Rory, you sent out a little message, DM story, didn't you? Earlier on. And you have got quite a few messages, don't you?
There was quite a lot.
Because you basically said, send us in questions that you want us to answer, quick fire usually, and we can just go through it. Because obviously, we haven't done a lot because we've been doing lots of podcasts. So we need to just, you know, get in touch back with our roots and then chat to you guys.
Oh my God, there's been even more.
Really? Oh. I didn't know you had that many followers.
Even I've got a few.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. There's literally 1,000 messages there.
Oh, I just went around to the bottom. So let me.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So let's start off with the first one.
Right. Read out the person and read out the question.
So this is from That's Low 92.
Oh, That's Low 92. Imagine like of thousands of messages and you're the person that gets read out first.
It's literally just the first one I saw.
Yeah.
Why is Alex's head so round?
Oh, it's because it ended up in a dryer once.
My head?
Yeah.
Is it? No, it has to say Rory's head.
No?
You've got the roundest head I've ever met. What? Why is Alex's head so round?
It's quite round.
It's not that round, is it?
You've got such a round head.
You have got the roundest head I've ever seen.
You've got such a round head.
I think we need to do a poll. Should we do an Instagram poll of who's got the roundest head?
Well, it's you, apparently.
It definitely won't be me. I've got a square head.
You do have a big old fat square head.
Mine's like a Lego head.
All right. Okay. Next question.
Are you, Alex and Taylor, ever planning on coming to Northern Ireland?
Oh.
I like Northern Ireland. I've been there.
So we did actually nearly do a trip to Ireland. Mm. I think, where did we go instead?
When we bought the Volvo, we went to IKEA instead.
We went to Bruges. We were trying to plan it, and then it ended up that we just really wanted ribs.
Yeah, ribs and beer.
So we went to Belgium, and that's where Taylor absolutely wiped out his
How is your hand now? Because you were so pissed you fell on it.
Every now and again, it's a bit sore.
Yeah.
And if people give me a firm handshake, it still hurts a little bit, but it's not as bad.
So
but
if still, you meet Taylor, give him a very firm handshake.
It is still there, and also, my finger is still bent.
It is quite bent.
Did you call me?
Yeah, bent.
Yeah.
Fingers bent.
Mm. Mm. So, yeah, it's still not right. And it does feel a little bit arthritis-y.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a little bit stiff and a bit sore. Yeah. So
to answer your question, Ireland, yes, we do desperately want to go at some point. Becky Evans actually invited me out because her boyfriend, the drifter, James Dean.
Yeah.
She was like, come out and we'll do some fun stuff. So
I must admit, I really do want to do something with drifting at some point.
Yeah,
I'd love to do like a proper drift day or something.
Maybe we'll go out to Ireland and do some drifting.
That'd be great.
So next question is from Jack Warrow Smith. What does the future hold for Auto Alex? More bigger, more expansion?
More bigger?
Yeah. I've read that wrong. More expansion, bigger challenges.
What does the future hold? Just cancellation.
Okay.
Just want to chill.
All right, and then that's
just
it.
Burn it all down.
We'll wrap up right here. We're cancelled.
No, so what does the future hold? Yes, we are expanding. We are looking for more people. And I don't know about you, Rory, but the more people we find to fill gaps, the more people we need to fill even more gaps.
Yeah, you can see how the whole business middle management thing starts to happen.
It's bullshit. Like
you, we just you hire
someone. We hire someone to solve a problem, and then there's a new problem. You're like, we have to hire someone else to fill that void.
Alex has now just become a pen pusher now.
Yeah, I'm just a pen pusher. I'm HR as
he
well.
He just sits at a desk all day on his laptop.
You're fired.
All right.
Shit.
Oh, crap.
I didn't work out the way I expected it to.
Oh, my God. What's he going to do?
Rory, get on your knees.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
No, that's, we have to contact HR.
Oh, okay.
HR?
Hello, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, hello, HR. Yeah, I'd like to report a complaint.
Fuck off.
Oh, crap.
Sorry. Oh, shit.
Excuse me, we had this discussion in the past. I'm HR.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
the lights
flickered. Are we about to have
lights flickered again?
I think there's going to be a thunderstorm.
I think so too.
Oh, at least I'm not driving back in a convertible Spitfire.
That's funny. Oh, shit. So anyway, back to the question. Auto Alex, yes, it's going to expand. We have, if you don't already know, we have head of partnerships now, Luke Scambler. Yep. He's doing a fantastic job. We are also probably going to be looking for someone separately to run events as well. And we are currently in the midst of finding a new video editor for not only Auto Alex, but also all the gear and Top Dead Center. So one person to kind of share around, you know, the three channels. Also someone to do shorts.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. What'd you call me?
What?
Short.
Next question. Shut up.
How do I say this last name without it being...
What, without you butchering it?
Okay.
No, go for it. Just claim it.
Okay. It is Nathan Cummiskey.
Let me read that. Wait. Oh, yeah. Cum is key. Cum is key.
It is key.
It is
yeah.
key, isn't it? Yeah.
Like is it meant to be Cummiskey?
Cummiskey.
Cummiskey.
Yeah. Sorry,
no, it's Cummiskey. Sorry, Nathan. when will we get a tour of your new unit?
Oh, next week. No, yeah. You'll have seen it.
They will have seen it, yeah. Nathan, we actually have already filmed this for you.
Yes.
It was mainly because we're running out of time and we kind of needed to show everyone the unit anyway.
Yeah.
And then... it just worked out as timings, really.
Basically, I cannot be more than like an hour away from my wife, Rianne, because she is about to drop any moment. So we do want to do loads of road trips, go bigger and better, go further afield as well, spend longer filming out and about. But I can't at the moment because I will literally get divorced.
Where do you think we're going to end up taking our classic cars on a road trip?
Morocco.
Do you actually want to take them to Morocco?
I want to do some sort of... the south coast of France or something.
Would be nice.
I want to do a big trip like in them. I think it'd be good.
Should we drive to Monaco via the Alps?
That would be fun.
Can
we stop off in Switzerland? Because Switzerland's very pretty.
It's very, very pretty. Yeah, we could do camp. We'll go camping in Switzerland.
I definitely need to get an overdrive gearbox for my car before then. I think 50 miles an hour might wear quite thin after a while.
Right, rattle through them, Rory.
Matthew_Morgan, 1996.
Yeah.
What's giving you the most twitchy bum while driving something that you should have walked away from? That doesn't really make no sense, but that is how it's written.
What's giving you the biggest twitchy bum?
While driving something that you should have, I think that's meant to be shouldn't
not have walked away from.
Yeah, I think it's meant to be shouldn't have walked away from.
One that rings a bell with me is I was on my motorbike. Motorbikes are fantastic, very safe. I think I was commuting back in the car for all days, and this was like central London.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very good at filtering, great spatial awareness. And there was a lorry and a bus, and they were next to each other in each lane. And I was like, oh, this is a very close gap. I bet I can't get through there. So I folded in my mirrors, started going, and then I hit the bus, and then I hit the lorry, and then I landed on the bus, like sideways with my face against the window of the bus. And then the bus started driving, and I was like, oh, God, this could be quite bad. But then I managed to right myself. And the mistake that I had made, Rory, is I'd obviously folded in my mirrors. What I didn't fold in was my handlebars, because you can't fold in handlebars.
No.
So while I thought I was making the bike smaller, I actually wasn't.
Why does that not surprise me that you don't have a lot of patience while filtering?
Because it's fun. It's fun to filter.
And it's almost like you're a really aggressive driver.
No, I didn't have a trailer on at
Moving on from Alex being an aggressive driver. best hot hatch for under 7K, and that's for Taylor.
7K is quite a lot to play with.
We've driven something today.
That's from Has_195.
We drove something today, didn't we, that actually took us both by surprise?
Yeah.
It's not under 7 grand, but what was that?
It was an Astra VXR.
It was an Astra VXR. And it's actually a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But that's not what we're recommending. I'm just saying, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Best hot hatch under 7 grand. Obviously, I love a Mini, but I can't really recommend one because they blow up every 5 minutes.
They do, yeah.
I would genuinely have... It would be a bit of a toss-up between a Golf GTI and a Megane RS, but I'd probably go for the Megane.
Really? Mm. Okay.
I really like a Megane RS. They drive fantastically well.
Yeah.
Really
What
well.
About a Clio 182 Trophy?
They're really good, but I wouldn't want a daily one.
No, okay.
And a bit loud.
Yeah, they are a bit loud. Mm. Yeah. Next question.
S_Addy90.
Yep.
Now that you're all on telly, who's going to be the first to do Strictly?
Oh my God.
I would literally just give my place up for Taylor.
Right.
I would love to see you on Strictly.
Yeah.
Imagine Taylor being like floated around the dance floor.
He's been like thrown up in the air, upside down.
You just know he'd end up being so graceful and everyone would just be like,
Yeah. I want to go on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, what's your talent?
I don't know, I'd find something.
You just make it up on the day?
Yeah.
What, you'd go up on stage and you'd do a car deal and everyone would be like, how did that happen? Next question.
Kaikon 13, where's somewhere you have not been but want a road trip?
Somewhere not been.
So I'm going to say we can't have even holidayed there or anything.
Mm.
I've got one.
Go on.
My top two places.
Yeah.
Number one, Japan. Number two, America.
Really? Mm. Okay. I'm in America, I enjoy it.
Number three is Africa.
Oh.
Really want to do Africa. Because I've never been to America, I've never been to Japan, and I've never been to Africa. Mm. They're my three top places.
Okay. They're very big places as well.
Mm. I want to do Canada.
Canada would be very cool.
Yeah.
Do you know where I want to do?
Where?
Great Wall of China.
That'd be cool.
I want to drive on the Great Wall of China.
Why don't you try and drive a Range Rover Sport upstairs?
I should do that. No, we'll do like £1,500 Great Wall of China challenge.
Mm.
That rings off the tongue, doesn't it? £1,500 Great Wall of China challenge. Let's do it.
Sorry, I'm smirking at the next question.
Oh, go on then.
This is from John_Eliz99. Why is Alex aged 15 years in two?
I'll be honest, I have noticed that.
No, don't even start.
I have noticed that.
Okay, I can answer that very, very easily.
Rory.
There are two problems here.
Oh, no, you know.
Here.
No.
No, I'm talking. See, you're stressing me out. You're making me even older.
He tried to call me.
You are half the problem.
No.
You and Taylor.
Excuse me.
No, you shut your
mouth.
Shut up just a second.
You said last week, and I quote, you haven't stressed me out this week.
Yeah, and you changed all of that today, didn't you? Why didn't you change all that today?
No.
Rory, would you like to tell everyone what happened today?
We arranged to meet up at 11.
11 o'clock.
Taylor arrived at 1:30.
And what was I doing?
You were doing Auto Alex stuff.
Yes.
However, you didn't tell anyone you were doing Auto Alex stuff.
Because I was busy doing Auto Alex.
No. If you're busy doing Auto Alex stuff and we say get here for 11, either tell us that you're not going to be here because you're doing Auto Alex stuff or get here for 11. Mm. We've got stuff to do. We've got podcasts to film. We've got videos to film. And you're at the paint
shop. I don't like it. Mommy and Daddy are arguing.
You shut up. You're adopted. And you were at the paint shop. You were chatting to Ty. You're swanning about. You're like, look at my Mini. Doesn't it look nice?
No, I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. You didn't tell anyone.
And I was sorting out parts. And I arranged loads of parts for the Mini for next week.
Yeah, okay. Just tell us, man. Mm. It's not difficult.
Sorry. Okay. Do you accept my apology?
I do now. The first one was like really like bitchy. Oh, I've just been told off by Alex. Sorry. Mm. I was like, you just don't get it, man. God. Just tell us.
All right, now to you two sassy bitches.
You've got a power bottom for me later.
We've got two Piss questions for Emily Evis from Emily.Evis
right.
XXO.
Oh.
She's wrote, first one is.
She's what, sorry?
Written. Can we get
you
more
know
podcasts?
It's bad. You know it's bad. When, sorry. My tailor corrects you.
Can we get more podcasts with TDC and all the gear?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, cool. And when is Alex going to sort out his shit interior on Phil? That I may have added the word shit into it.
But, okay.
Do you know what?
It was implied by her question.
Okay.
That is fair.
Okay.
The seats are fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
The harnesses don't match because they're odd.
No. Yeah, they're different colours.
The leather carpets or whatever
it's
you call
it. They are so tacky.
And I'm not massively keen on the steering wheel.
I like the steering wheel because otherwise it'd be very far away. So I need to have like that you know, deep dish steering wheel. So I like that.
All right. How about your carpets? Not even carpet. Right, your vinyl mat.
It smells like a jet ski.
Let's sack it off. Let's get rid of that.
What, you want to get rid of them?
Yeah, I'm happy to get rid of it. Yeah, okay. As long as I can go like something nice.
Just
and maybe...
put a new carpet in it.
Okay, all right, fine. How just... about, okay, while I'm being a dad, you could maybe do that for me. You could surprise me and put a tow bar on Phil.
Okay. You give us permission.
You won't put a tow bar on Phil.
I will.
Do you give us permission to modify Phil while you're away?
Yes.
In whatever way we want.
As long as it's not like shit. Just do something
okay.
nice.
Okay, that's all a main right. channel video. There yeah. we go. That what? Is now done. Thank you. Let's move on. When will we see some more mods on Nigel from Yannick_ING?
Okay, so Nigel, no, Yannick, sorry. If you're watching this on YouChaub, you will see in the background there on the big boxes from Big Dog, there is a 911-993 GT2 wing, which is currently grey. Can you take that back with you today? Thanks.
No, because Ty's going on holiday.
I don't care. You've got to go pick up Barney for me next week anyway, so just give it to him. Just
have say, I?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, sorry, I was running late. I didn't have time. It's annoying, isn't it?
No, I'm fine. I'm not frustrated.
So anyway, that big wing is going on and new wheels. I know I keep banging on about it, but there is so much stuff that's going on at the moment. I completely forget about Nigel sometimes. So yeah, big wing, wheels, and then we'll see. Hopefully that's enough for you, Yannick. Probably not. Next question.
This is from Max Garage 75.
Yeah.
What car have you owned that still leaves an impression on you today?
You should be answering some of these questions as well, Rory. What car have you owned that still leaves an impression on you today?
What, financially? Or it's definitely financially that Maserati, because that was the worst mistake of my life.
No, a good impression.
A good impression was probably my MX-5 Mark II.
Is that the one? No, you didn't.
No. You remember I had that purplish one?
Yeah, no, that was quite cool.
It was the first car I ever worked on, did the brakes, did the suspension.
Yeah.
And I think it was the first car I properly like modified. And I was like, oh, this is, I think that's when I properly got into cars, was doing that. So yeah, I would say my Mark II MX-5.
Nice. Taylor?
I really did love my E92 M3.
Mm.
I loved that car.
Yeah.
It was a bit flashy.
Yeah.
Because it was like a bit new and it was not really clean, but I love the
V8.
Yeah. That engine was a peach, but I did used to drive it like a bit of a dick.
Well, you just drove it normally for you?
I just drove it flat everywhere.
You did, yeah.
Absolutely flat.
Is that the one that you picked me up when we went out that one time in Ealing?
That one, but I also used to have a grey one.
Oh, of course
that.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. That one that I picked you up in, that was the one that I threw up at.
You did,
because I got sick.
Yeah, we did and have
I,
quite a big
I
night.
I was on the North Circular in London, and I was really sick, and I was on the phone to Rory on the hands-free, and I said, Rory, I think I'm going to be sick. And then the next thing you heard was, at the door, because I pulled over, I was sick at the door.
Yeah, that's very classy. Mm. Stay classy. For me, the car that left an impression on me probably surprised a lot of people. Also a V8. Manual. Hey. It's a KN.
Really?
I genuinely love floating about in that car.
That was a great car.
The only massive thing that annoyed me was the fuel consumption. It was just boring having to fuel up every other day.
Yeah. I think you need another 4x4, but one that you can sort of... I think you still have to keep your F11.
Yeah.
But I think you could do with like another little fun...
Fun 4x4?
What, would you SUV? Not say that your KM was not fun?
Yeah, but you're not saying 4x4, you mean SUV, right?
Yeah, I mean.
But what is there that's fun? Okay, there's two.
I'm going to disagree with Rory. I think SUVs are crap because they're a pain in the ass.
That's just because they keep braking on you.
I think you need a fast petrol estate.
I was thinking that as well.
If only there was one outside that was for sale.
No, that's a V10.
Just drive it and you would buy it. Genuinely, you would buy it. If only you had a whole YouTube channel to fund content behind it.
I'll give you $3,000.
No.
Fine.
Right.
Yes.
Flappy Paddle has wrote in saying, what's the email, Rory? podcast@autoalexcars.com.
What's that?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good.
Ben_Shep20. Will Taylor ever actually make it on a road trip?
Genuinely? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
This is the reason why today and over the last few days, I'm really adamant on getting parts for this Mini sorted out, because you lot always moan that I leave stuff too late.
Yeah, you do.
So I actually, like, this time I'm preparing and getting loads of parts organised and sorted out.
Well done. You're being a normal human being.
Mm. Oh. Emily has written in another good question here. Emily. I hate you so much. When is Taylor going to buy a Gaylord Gladiator? I think he would love that car.
What is a Gaylord Gladiator?
I don't know.
Just very quickly.
Yeah.
I've just heard quite a big clap of thunder.
Yeah.
I think I've left my sunroof open.
Oh, well, that's tough luck.
So,
it's not raining yet. God, the clouds.
God, the rain.
Be right back.
Yeah, okay. BRB. Accept all. Gaylord Gladiator, look at it.
Oh.
That is good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why don't you have that, Taylor?
Wow, it's stunning. This is literally the car version of Taylor. It's literally about
Taylor
to piss
says
it down.
It's about to piss it down. Oh, but at least I'm not going to drive back in a Spitfire with NS2R semi slicks.
Also, I've just remembered that the window is down on the Ferrari, and I just can't be bothered to close it.
Okay, maybe we'll put some tape over it.
Yeah, well, no, the window goes up.
It's bin bag and tape.
Bin bag and tape. There you go.
All right,
that'd be nice. Next question.
Next question is...
I'm sweating, just sitting.
I'm sweating so much.
Yeah. Let's do three more questions, yeah?
All right.
All right.
Wait, let me find... The Asa Dimraza...
What? Yep. Yes. This is someone's name.
Yep, that's someone's name.
Right, yep.
What's going to be the next camera car?
Oh.
Don't need one.
We actually haven't really needed a camera car, have we?
No.
We've done all right because we've got Big Pete. We've got Big Pete on an eternal lease.
You know when you go outside just before a thunderstorm and really big raindrops hit you in the face?
Yeah.
I've just experienced that.
Really?
The only car outside with the window still open is the Ferrari.
Oh, shit. No, my F11's got all its windows down.
No, Craig's just shamel.
Greg?
Greg? Who's Greg? It's Greg.
Greg,
who's working on the Spitfire.
Yeah, Greg.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Greg.
Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Kyle. I mean, Greg.
Sorry, Kyle. Why do I keep thinking his name's Greg?
Yeah, Greg, Kyle, you know, very similar.
But yeah, the Ferrari window's open.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's under a tree, though, so it should be fine.
Not really.
Oh.
But it is about to absolutely hammer it down.
Greg, would you? It's fine.
Sorry, Greg.
We'll mop it up. Next question.
Joshua Walter Buckle.
Jesus Christ.
Why does Alex keep on slipping the clutch?
Because he's got arthritic legs.
It's rigor mortis, isn't it?
It's a rigor mortis in
the
legs.
You know, I never slip clutches, actually. It's just like this random thing that's just like...
You do.
I don't.
Every now and again. Oh. You slipped a clutch in the Astra earlier.
No.
Yes, you did. No, you went for a gear change and you went...
No. Everyone knows gearboxes on Astras are very weak. So.
But that's nothing to do with the clutch.
Yeah, it is. They're all connected. Taylor, they're all connected, man.
Look, right.
What, man?
I don't say it for no reason.
Yeah.
You slipped the clutch.
I slipped a clutch. I can't wait to slip the Ferrari clutch. That'll be fun. Oh, I already did it, didn't I? Backed into a bloody wall.
Oh, you did, yeah. You smashed it.
Smashed it, bruv. Right, last question. Make it a good one.
Oh. Wait, one more.
Okay, two more questions.
Jude Mill has written in, because it's quite appropriate wrote in.
Thank you.
5,000 to buy a fast estate. What are you getting?
I'm getting an S6. Do you have one for sale?
Yeah, no, but like genuinely, you just said you want a fast estate. So what are you going to get?
I would get...
Wait, what are we even talking about? You want a fast petrol estate. You've literally got two of them.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
I got one.
One is purple.
And one is?
Grey.
The red one.
Yeah.
Mm. Red one. Wait, bear with me.
Well, I don't know if that's that fast.
It will be,
Bear with me.
It will be.
Red... Estate. I have got a red estate that will be fast. Oh, I've got an E30.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so you actually already have two fast petrol cars.
But to me, they're not daily drivers because of ULEZ and all that nonsense.
So that's why you need an Audi S6 V10?
No.
Because that is ULEZ.
Barney is ULEZ compliant.
Mm, yeah. Okay, so there's a few issues. Okay.
Mm.
Barney is ULEZ compliant. Okay, I'll give you that. However, Barney is not a daily drivable car.
Why not?
Because I'll be on the M4 doing 150 miles an hour every single day and I'll get pulled over.
Just PPF it.
Oh, does that give me an invisibility cloak?
Yeah.
Okay. No, also, I don't want that car outside my house. Too much attention.
Mm.
It's just too nice. I would like, genuinely,
I would really... Why is the roof
What is
cracking?
Going on outside?
I really fancy an E39 540.
Really?
I really is like that car.
Is that because you keep seeing my one?
No, I don't see. I don't keep seeing it. When's the last time you brought it?
The other day. I bought it last week.
No. Oh, no, the wheel fell off. You couldn't make it.
Right.
You?
Very funny.
No, I like something like that. That'd be cool.
Mm. What, like my one?
Yeah, like your one. Genuinely, yeah. I'll give you $5,000 for it.
No.
Mm. What about you?
Huh?
What?
What?
Oh, was that directed at me?
Yeah.
That question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last
question?
Oh, yeah. Do I insult Alex or do I do a question?
You're just going to say, Alex, you're a prick.
Louis Gray, has Alex got his glasses yet? Because he still keeps crashing into things.
No, which is why he keeps crashing into things.
All right.
No, I actually don't have my glasses yet. I think my eyes have actually got better. I think they've improved. Because I don't get as many headaches when I look at my screen anymore.
Right.
And
it's not really a thing. Your vision doesn't just get better.
Yeah, I think it has, though.
All right, one last one. Mouse Curry, if we had to fight one other podcast, who would it be and why?
There's no point, because we'd kill everyone.
Okay,
immediately.
Cool.
Immediately.
I think I'd be up for a punch-up with Chris Harris.
Would you?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I reckon he'd take you down.
Because I like Johnny Smith.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Chin him or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, all right.
I reckon Chris Harris.
What you want to? So you're insinuating you don't like him?
I don't dislike him. I think out of all the
but
other.
But you want to punch him? You want to punch Chris Harris?
Out of
Rory, we've got our hook for the podcast there.
I've just been looking down and I've just looked up at the windows.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
were shining a crap ton of light through.
And it's
and there's now nothing there.
It's pitch black.
Yeah,
it is literally pitch black. The world is about to end. So lucky for you, this is the last podcast you'll ever get to listen to. Oh shit! It is.
Oh
really
my
raining.
God! Are we? Are
it
we
is
about,
really
are
raining.
We, is there a?
Oh wow! Can you hear that, yeah, everyone?
Wow. Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Is my Spitfire still half hanging out that unit?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Sorry.
The Ferrari window is still open. Let me get a bin back. I'm just gonna.
Well, should we end it right there?
Pop a bin bag in. No, 20 questions. I've got one. I've got a good one.
No, we're ending it there.
No. How long have we been talking?
It's 1 hour 6.
Is it 1 hour 6?
Yeah.
All right, we've got work to do. We've got cars to close. I'm probably a dad. Oh my God, and the world is ending.
The world is definitely
Maybe
ending.
Maybe that's
right now.
Why the world's ending.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for listening, watching with your eyeballs, ear holes, everything. We're going to call it there. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. Thank you very much for supporting us, and we will be back bigger and better. And I'm going to have a daughter. With that, I'm very gassy. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my God, the world's ending. Bye.